Ongoing congressional negotiations will determine the fate of many federal programs with a presence in Alaska. Among items proposed for cuts by the President and Congress are 10 Department of Agriculture research centers, including Alaska's. The Subarctic Research Center is headquartered at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, with units in Palmer and Kodiak. UAF Dean of the School of Natural and Agriculture Sciences, Carol Lewis, says a lot is at stake if the agricultural research funding is lost.
In Alaska, ARS fills positions that the state has not filled. For example, the university does not employ an entomologist. They don't employ a weed specialist. They don't employ a plant curator. They don't employ a food scientist. And I could go on.
Lewis says about 20 jobs could be cut if the Alaska ARS's $6 million budget isn't funded. She says it would affect important research, including a potato project in Palmer.
Recently, we just released a new potato variety. It's gotten international attention, and it's gotten the attention of some of the big potato producers in the United States, including Simplot. So that would be at risk, and we'd lose all of the work that we're doing in the villages. We'd lose some of the disease work that we're doing, primarily connected with the entomology, because diseases are transmitted by vectors. And potato is an indicator crop. So you can transfer the work that you do with potato to many other crops.
If the Alaska Agricultural Research Station is cut, Lewis says, the direct hit to UAF would be $1.9 million. The proposed elimination of 10 agricultural research stations is not going unnoticed by U.S. legislators from targeted states. Alaska Senator Mark Begich says they haven't given up on saving the stations as Congress buckles down to sort out the budget. Begich says the focus is on funding programs with extended benefits.
We're worried that if they cut now, we'll lose the benefit years out, because you can't replicate that overnight. So that's the kind of debate we're going to have with some of the people on the budget issues. And I think we can make those debates. Will we be overall successful? That's still hard to say yet.
One possibility being considered to save the Alaska station is a reduced $2 million budget that would fund four research positions, including two in Fairbanks.